Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and here Maseches Tainus Daf Kaf Aleph, the third parak Seder Taniyos. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara tells the story of Yochanan and Ilfa, who were saved from having a wall collapse on them. When they were both impoverished, they decided to leave learning and set out on a journey to attain a parnasa to fulfill the pasuk Efes Kiloyeh Becho Evyon. But there will be no one impoverished among you. On their way, they sat down by a rundown wall and ate bread. And Rabbi Yochanan overheard one malach say to another, "Let us tip over this wall and kill them." Shemenichin chayu olam haba va'uskim b'chayei shah. For they are leaving their focus on olam haba and involving themselves in transitory life. The other one responded, "Leave them alone, for there's one of them whose time has come to achieve godliness, and it's not time for him to die." Rabbi Yochanan concluded that since Ilfa did not hear the conversation between the Malachim, that they must be referring to Rabbi Yochanan, so he decided to return to the Beis HaMidrash, saying he would fulfill the pasuk, "Kulo yachto ha'evyon mekerav ha'aretz," the destitute will never cease from the midst of the land. By the time Ilfa came back, Rabbi Yochanan had been crowned the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. People said to Ilfa that if he had returned earlier, he would have been crowned head instead of Rabbi Yochanan. Point number two, after relating how a rundown house did not collapse, while Nachum Ish Gamzu, who was blind, his limbs were cut off and his whole body was full of boils, was inside of it, the Gemara provides the background how he ended up going through such immense suffering, which is one of our points in Shkalim Daf Tezvav. Why was he called Nachum Ish Gamzu? To call Milsa Davi Salkale Amr Gamzu Latova, because every time trouble befell him, he would say, "This too is for the best." The Gemara brings an incident that illustrates this. They sent Nachum Ish Gamzu to deliver a gift to the court of Caesar, since it was known that miracles happened to him. He was sent out with a chest filled with precious gems and pearls, but while at an inn, the innkeeper stole the contents of the box and filled it instead with dirt from the inn, unbeknownst to Nachum Ish Gamzu. When Caesar became enraged when he saw the dirt, Eliyahu appeared in the guise of a Roman official and told Caesar that perhaps this is the dirt that Avram used in his war against the four kings, which became swords and arrows mid-air. Caesar used this dirt to fight against a city that they had been unable to conquer, and the dirt became swords and arrows, and they defeated them. Caesar then sent Nachum Ish Gamzu back with a field chest and full of honor. When the residents of the inn learned what had happened, they tore down their inn and brought their dirt before Caesar in hope of great riches. When it was tested and it didn't work, they were executed. And point number three, Rav Nachum Bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a brisa, Rav Yossi says, "It's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see that from Har Sinai, that as long as the Shekhinah was on it, no animals could graze on it. The moment it departed, all were permitted to ascend it. Similarly, by the Ol Mod, whenever it was set up, anyone with Saras or Tumazivor or Tamimais was sent out of the camp. Hugalu HaParochus, as soon as the Parochus was rolled up, as Bnei Yisrael began to journey to a new location, Zavim and Mitzrayim were permitted to enter the place where the Ol Hamoed had stood. So once again, the three points are. Point number one, the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa, who were saved from having a wall collapse on them. When they were both impoverished, they decided to leave learning and set out on a journey to attain a parnasa to fulfill the pasuk Efes Kiloyeh Becho Evyon, but there will be no one impoverished among you. On their way, they sat down by a rundown wall and ate bread, and Rabbi Yochanan overheard one malach say to another malach, "Let us tip over this wall and kill them." Shemenichim chayu olam haba va'uskim b'chayei shah, for they're leaving their focus on olam haba and involving themselves in transitory life. The other one responded, "Leave them alone, for there's one of them whose time has come to achieve godliness, and it's not time for him to die." Rabbi Yochanan concluded that since Ilfa did not hear the conversation between the Malachim, that they must be referring to Rabbi Yochanan. So he decided to return to the Beis HaMidrash, saying he would fulfill the pasuk, "Kilo yachta evyon mekerav ha'aretz," the destitute will never cease from the midst of the land. By the time Ilfa came back, Rabbi Yochanan had been crowned the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva. People said to Ilfa that if he had returned earlier, he would have been crowned head instead of Rabbi Yochanan. Point number two, after relating how a rundown house did not collapse, while Nachum Ish Gamzu, who was blind, his limbs were cut off and his whole body was full of boils, was inside of it, the Gemara provides the background on how he ended up going through such immense suffering, which we covered as one of our points here in Zichru on Shkalim Daf Tezvav. Why was he called Nachum Ish Gamzu? To call Milsa Davi Salkale Amr Gamzu Atova, because every time trouble befell him, he would say, "This too is for the best." The Gemara brings an incident that illustrates this. They sent Nachum Ish Gamzu to deliver a gift to the court of Caesar, since it was known that miracles happened to him. He was sent with a chest filled with precious gems and pearls, but while at an inn, the innkeeper stole the contents of the box and filled it instead with dirt from the inn, unbeknownst to Nachum Ish Gamzu. When Caesar became enraged when he saw the dirt, Eliyahu appeared in the guise of a Roman official and told Caesar that perhaps this is the dirt that Avram used in his war against the four kings, which became swords and arrows midair. Caesar used this dirt to fight against a city that they had been unable to conquer. The dirt became swords and arrows, and they defeated them. Caesar then sent Nachum Ish Gamzu back with a filled chest and full of honor. When the residents of the inn learned what had happened, they tore down their inn and brought the dirt before Caesar in hope of great riches. When it was tested and it didn't work, they were executed. In point number 3, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yossi says, it's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see that from Har Sinai, that as long as the Shekhinah was on it, no animals could graze on it. The moment it departed, all were permitted to ascend it. Similarly, by the Ohel Moed, whenever it was set up, anyone with Saras, or Tumah Zivo, or a Tamim Meis was sent out of the camp. Hugalu ha-Parochas, as soon as the Parochas was rolled up, as Bnei Yisrael began to journey to a new location, Zavim and Mitzrayim were permitted to enter the place where the Ohel Moed had stood. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chaf Alav, and our standard Siman is a car. And the reason why is Chaf Alav Ka, because people from Boston pronounce a car as a Ka. So Ka is our Siman. So here goes. The Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. Once again, in slow motion. The Ka, that must be Daf Chaf Alav. The Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash, which reminds us that the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilpa, who were impoverished and left the base of Midrash to pursue a parnassa, and the Rabbi Yochanan overheard a conversation between two malachim where one suggested that they push down a dilapidated wall and kill them since they're leaving Chaye Olam for Chaye Shah. When Rabbi Yochanan heard the other malach say that one of them was destined for greatness and Ilpa was not aware of the conversation between them, he took it as a sign he should return, and he ended up becoming the Rosh Hashiva. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an example where Nachum Ish Gamzu was called by that name with the story of giving the treasure box of dirt to Caesar and how the dirt became missiles that helped Caesar win a war. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a braisa where Yossi says, it's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see examples of this with the Shekhinah by Har Sinai and when the Ohel Moed leaves to a new location. So once again, the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the base of Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. All right, now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a gong gadol a car as they left the barber, which reminds us, we learned that a melech gets his haircut daily so he should always appear in his beauty. A kohen gadol gets his haircut weekly so he can appear before the new mishmar erev Shabbos well groomed, and a kohen has his haircut at least within 30 days, and we learned that from a gezer Shabbat to Nazir. So the used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a kohen gadol a car as they left the barber went after a kohen with long hair who passed by knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed, which reminds us, the reason that it's not prohibited nowadays for a kohen to grow its hair long, even though the prohibition of Nazir still applies today, is that the pasuk juxtaposes the kohen growing his hair to the issur of shisui yain, of getting drunk. Just as that issur only applies during this month of the Beis HaMikdash, so to the issur of a kohen growing his hair long only applies during this month of the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Gemara points out that according to the Rabban, a kohen is still prohibited to drink wine nowadays, it explains that the reason is that when the temples were built, well, Niko Hanim who are ready to perform the avoda, and this would exclude a kohen that had drunk wine. In the case of long hair, the kohen could easily get his hair cut quickly and begin the avoda. So the used car salesman who unsuccessfully tried to sell a king and a kohen gadol a car as they left the barber went after a kohen with long hair who passed by knowing he could always get a quick haircut when needed and was trying to walk off the effects of too much wine. Which reminds us, the reason why according to the Rabban, the issur of drinking wine still applies for a kohen is that if the base of mikdash is rebuilt, a drunk kohen won't be able to do the avodah, and while a journey of a meal and a little sleep takes away the effect of drunkenness, that's only if he had a revius or a less, but if he had more, traveling and sleep will make him feel worse. Daf Yud Ches, the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The special victory chuppah, that must be more Daf Yud Ches. The special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic Tamid offering, eating cheesecake on the 8th of Nisan, which reminds us that Megillas Tanis lists the 8th of Nisan twice, once for the victory over the Beitosim regarding the Tamid, and once for the victory over the Tzedukim regarding the correct dating of Shavuos. The reason why it's listed twice that it's a date forbidden for one to give a hesped on is that if for some reason the Chachamim see a need to fast on one of the first 7 days of Nisan, then the 8th would be batel as well, since it's part of that group celebrating the same occasion. Therefore, we learn that it's still forbidden to give a hesped on the 8th of Nisan due to the victory regarding Shavuos. So the special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic tamid offering, eating cheesecake, on the 8th of Nisan, featured dangling thumbs and toes, which reminds us of the 13th of Adar is the day of Nicanor, when the Gaivadic Greek governor waved his hands over Yehuda and Yerushalayim seeking to destroy, was killed by the Chashmonaim, and his thumbs and toes were cut off and hung on the gates of Yerushalayim. So the special victory chuppah that was placed over a symbolic tamid offering, eating cheesecake, on the 8th of Nisan, featured dangling thumbs and toes, and a piñata shaped like the head of a Roman governor for little kids to smash. Which reminds us, the 12th of Adar is the day of Turianus, who killed the two innocent brothers Ulianus and Pappus of Lod, and was avenged on the same day when two Roman officials came with an edict to kill him, and they split open his head with clubs. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simur Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht. That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain, which reminds the Mishnah to say that for every trouble that befalls the community, Masrino and Chutz Merov Kishim, we cry out about them except when there's an abundance of rainfall. The Mishnah brings the famous story of Choni Amag, who was asked to dump for rain, and he stood in a circle and swore that he wouldn't leave it until the proper rain fell. So the yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain sailed by an island that had suffered a food shortage and a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches what is the difference between a food shortage and a famine. So the yacht going around in circles as the captain was getting drenched in the rain sailed by an island that had suffered a food shortage and a famine until so much rain fell that it filled their 12 wells of water, which reminds us, we have the story of Nachdimon Ben-Gurion, who went to a Gentile nobleman and asked him to lend him 12 wells of water for the pilgrims to drink, and how he was able to pay him back 12 wells of water from a heavy rainfall before the deadline. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The widow serving coffee to the revile tax collector and police officer at her cafe. Cafe, that must be more in Daf Chaf. The widow serving coffee to the revile tax collector and police officer at her cafe, which reminds us, the Reb Yehuda darshan four negative psukim to have positive messages. Among them is a pasuk that says we're like an almana, but not fully. Rather, we're like a woman whose husband has traveled overseas with the intent to return. We're also made loy, which results in the bracha that we aren't made into tax collectors or police officers that are typically despised by the people. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Lom ye adam rach kakanda vo ye kasha ke'eres. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar. The brisa brings a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who came to regret calling a certain man ugly. So the widow serving coffee to the reviled tax collector and police officer at her cafe was taken aback when the extremely ugly man entered the premises, who had miraculously left the dilapidated building next door just before it collapsed, which reminds us that Rav Huna had wine in a certain decrepit house and he wanted to remove it before the house fell down, so he brought Rav Ada bar Ava into the house and discussed Torah with him until the wine was removed. When Rav Ada left, the house collapsed. Rav Ada bar Ava realized what Rav Huna had done and was upset, for he held like Rabbi Yana, who said, Lo'olam al yamud adam b'makum sakanda v'yomer osin li nes. A person should not stand in a dangerous place and say, a miracle will be performed for me, because a nes may not be performed for him, and even if a nes would be performed for him, menachin lam zuchu yaso, it will be deducted from his merits. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.